I'm Pandalicious, and this is a special episode of the Electric Sisterhood, My Top 5 Anime Men. I'm Pandalicious, and this is a very special episode of ESH. First and foremost, you gotta keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or the short one, esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. It will take you to the same place. We want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Velocity Micro, makers of custom-built gaming, mobile, and home PCs. They're built by gamers for gamers. If you're looking for a bomb-ass machine, check out VelocityMicro.com. It's the exclusive PC we use for reviewing games at the Electric Sisterhood. If you need a machine that will run the best version of Vista, the only one out there worth owning and running, check out Velocity Micro at VelocityMicro.com and tell them Pandalicious sent you. And just so you guys know, like I said, it's me. I'm flying solo today. And this is my top five best anime men. Now, this isn't to say that there aren't really badass anime women. Who knows? I might do another top five on them. But today, I wanted to focus on something that I love, and I know a lot of anime women, and, you know, some men of, you know, that side of the track like too, the men. First and foremost, I wanted to talk about my favorite badass. Now, we all have them. You know, Knives from Trigun. You know, I bet some people kind of think Spike from Cowboy Bebop might be a badass, but my favorite badass, Alucard from Hellsing. How dare I think anyone else, you know, in the anime spectrum could even compare to the hotness that is Alucard? I mean, come on, Dracula. Not even that, wearing my favorite color, red, being, you know, a demon, vampire, badass with guns and ultimate power and totally at the, you know, will of Integra. Yeah. Yeah, not to mention my favorite voice actor in, you know, the dubbed version, not sub, does his voice, you know, Crispin Freeman. Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, this anime was dark and to the point, and it really made, you know, it really captured London in that sense of it being eerie and full of mysticism, and, you know, he was just supreme. If he was alive, I'd want to have his babies. But he'd be a vampire, so he'd be living undead anyway. But you know what I mean. If you haven't seen Hellsing, then WTF. You need to get on that. They just released the OVAs, which go further on, like in the manga. If you happen to be a reader of the manga, you'd know that there's a lot more going on. And that what we see in the series is like maybe in the first two volumes of the manga. So go check it out. I doubt you will not find it anywhere. And, you know, God forbid you don't. There's always Amazon.com. You better hurry. It's not free. Second is my best favorite down-to-earth male character. And I had to go, sir, look deep down to figure out who this was, because a lot of my anime that I collect have a lot of harems going on in them. You know, you've got that really geeky guy in like this cornucopia of hot women, which, let's face it, everybody, doesn't happen in the real world as often as, you know, animes like to put it. But my favorite down-to-earth guy is Keiichi from Oh My Goddess. If you don't know anything about Oh My Goddess, Keiichi's a college student, you know, at a technological school. He likes building like bikes and like, you know, machines, you know, and he's short and he's not very secure about himself, and he is in an all-male dorm, and one night he's there by himself and he can't leave the dorm and he wants to get something to eat, so he decides he's going to call out for takeout, but he accidentally dials the wrong number and gets in touch with the goddess helpline. And I mean, in all sense, when I first got this series, I didn't think it could have been anything, you know, dirty or raunchy. But going back to the series, you know, I probably would have and thought with my mind now that, you know, it was like a sex line or something. But it wasn't, because Belle Dandy was the goddess on the other line. And she informs him that, you know, he is a special kind of person who can reach out to goddesses and can be touched by a miracle. And she tells him over the phone that she's going to, you know, come for a consultation. And at first he kind of flips out, and she kind of comes through a mirror, you know, and he's just like, this is unbelievable. Oh my God, I don't believe it. Like, he just is so against believing it. And so she tells him that he has one wish, but he only gets one. So jokingly, thinking that this was a big prank from his, you know, his college buddies, he wishes that she would be his girlfriend forever. You know, and, you know, if you've seen the series, read the manga, or any of the like, he realizes that she binds the contract to him, and then she does, in fact, become his girlfriend. And even though he has this beautiful, kind-hearted, loving goddess as his girlfriend, you know, he doesn't not go to school, and he doesn't quit his job. Like, and he's heartfelt, and he cares about everyone who's around him while he's, you know, exploring his love that he develops for Belle Dandy later on in the series. You know, and even though he's in college, you know, he gets kicked out of the dorm because when his friends come back, you know, Belle Dandy's in the dorm and no girls were allowed in the dorm. So, you know, and first and foremost, he goes to try to find a place for both of them to stay. It wasn't like, yo, I'm out, whatever. Like, you know, he honestly really does care. And when people would get sick in the series, you know, he got really concerned and he didn't want to step on anyone's toes. And it made him really real. Outside of, you know, like, a badass like Alucard, who, you know, I mean, I don't know if vampires are real, and if they are, they're cool. Who knows, we might have some listening to the podcast, but, you know, I don't know, you know, vampires can't live the same kind of life that, you know, regular humans can, and, you know, I don't know if there's a normal regimen for vampires. There might be. You guys could, like, you know, email me at the site, and, you know, if you are one, you could, like, tell me. But that's why I liked him. And actually, he was one of the first, like, anime guys I'd ever developed, like, an anime crush on. And any anime, you know, lover has crushes on, you know, like, you know, anime characters, because that's what we do. My number three is my best hero. Now, we all love heroes, and we all love villains. You know, and it took me a long time to really kind of think of this one, because I didn't want just a hero who was, you know, yeah, I fight for truth, love, and justice, and, you know, I brush my teeth at night, I eat an apple to keep the doctor away, I, you know, pay all my bills. I wanted someone that we all could relate to. So my favorite hero is Vashi Stampede from Trigun. And this also kind of dates way back to one of the first series I'd ever collected. I have it on VHS, so that's how old I've had it. And he just seemed like a guy that, you know, Trouble just happened to follow. Like, him and Trouble used to date, and then Trouble was like, yo, I want more out of this relationship. And he was all like, nah, you know, I've had enough. Like, I just want to, like, go on with my life. And, like, Trouble's, like, stalking him. Like, he should get a restraining order. But I don't think they do those. But, he, you know, he pretty much is, he's not trying to cause this trouble, and it just happens to follow him. You know, and if you've watched Trigun, you know he's, you know, supposedly this really bad villain who completely, utterly destroyed a city. And technically, he did. But it wasn't like he was like, yes, I am evil and I'm going to, you know, it was kind of an accident. He isn't particularly human. And he's like a plant thing. Like, if you watch the series, he goes to another town, and there's this giant light bulb thing that pretty much sustains a lot of the life going on the planet. And it's going all haywire, and he goes up to it and he cups it in his hands. I mean, like, it's a giant, like, you know, light bulb. And inside the light bulb is this entity, and he's talking to it through his mind. You know, and he is one of those things. I don't remember if they gave us an actual name, but I just called them the light bulb people. So he was a light bulb person. without a light bulb. And his arm could, turn into a gun that would shoot off this big rays of energy, and it kind of obliterated, a city, and it, killed a lot of people. And rumors develop, and he got labeled as this really bad guy, and there was this $60 million double dollar or a bounty on his head, so he was pretty much just trying to duck it all out. And I also call him the best hero because, other heroes, they're nemesises, they're villains, are not usually, like blood related or anyone in the family unless, like your royalty. But that's something different. But the villain in Trigun actually, in the long run, turns out to be his twin brother Knives. And even at the end, during their giant battle, which wasn't even really a battle, it was more like a standoff. Instead of, Vash going and disposing of Knives and just killing him utterly and flat out, he only maimed him. So even though he had this duty to try to, solve this big, problem, by, getting rid of Knives and all of his, like, underlings to, be able to live a life, he spared a life instead of disposing of it. So it makes him identifiable because there's always been that one part in our lives that we knew we should have, duty would have told us to act one way with our gut feeling and went and took the gentler road, the road that people don't often take. So that's why he is my best hero. And he's hot. And when he's not wearing his red coat, yet again with the red coat, and his hair is all down, and you see all of his like scars and his mechanical arm, and it's just dripping with, oh my God, do me. Anyway, next is my number four, and he is my top villain. And I wanted to say Sephiroth. I really did. Sadly, Sephiroth isn't an anime character. But if I had chosen to expand this out to video game characters, it would have gone to Sephiroth, hands fucking down. But I didn't get that shot, so I had to stick with anime. And I honestly had to say that out of all the villain speeches I've heard in all the animes I've ever watched, I really kind of felt that this character from Chrono Crusade really kind of nailed it on the head for me. And it's Ion. And if you've watched Chrono Crusade, then Chrono's a devil, and him and Ion and a bunch of other devils went and overthrew Pandemonium's head, and they were trying to invoke the wrath of God. And Ion thought he was like the deceiver and was planning to use Rosetta, not Rosetta, oh, I can't remember her name now. Oh, Rosette Christopher. There it is. Yes, I have it in my mind. I know what I'm talking about. Because she was actually Mary Magdalene. And if you know anything from biblical text, Mary Magdalene was like, Jesus's, homegirl, in a sense. I won't go into my personal feelings on that because that's another podcast. But anyway, Ion, turns Mary Magdalene into, this sovereign for the people because she can heal, and she's got all this, or she's developing the stigmata, I should say. And he really kind of made that series even darker because he was so charming. And like you couldn't sit there and be like, "Ooh, I hate you," until like the very end. And even in the end, his death really didn't even have like the pizzazz that most villain deaths will have. He was fighting Chrono, and Chrono managed to get a lot of his powers back. And Ion just kind of went into this long monologue. And for all those who know, who've probably watched The Incredibles, as heard, one of the superheroes, the one that Samuel Jackson plays, is just like, man, and then he just started monologuing. As he was monologuing, I defeated him, and that's totally what happens in the end of Carnal Crusade. So if you haven't watched, I feel bad that I'm spoiling it for you. But, you know, Ion, you know, began to monologue, and Chrono just kind of chopped off his head. And that was the end of that. You know, or at least that was the end of, you know, Ion. You know, and then Rosette went back to normal and, you know, and lived out the rest of her life as it was. But if you haven't watched it, then you have no idea what I'm talking about. So you may want to, you know, look that up. It's a good series, and I recommend everybody watching it. Last, but certainly not least, and the person I want to talk about the most, was just my personal favorite character. And more or less, that's only because, one, I kind of fell in love with his "I'm going to kill myself" attitude, which I know probably seems really weird, but, you know, I actually got to, they had come to Anime Boston, I believe in 2003, before ESH had even been established, and the whole panel of them came, and I actually got to talk to the guy who did the voice for this character, and I even got to ask him a question. And I was pretty much like in anime heaven that day. I felt nothing could have made it any better. And if you haven't figured it out, and I haven't given you a lot of clues, but it is Hiro Yui from Gundam Wing. I love boys. I love boys and metal. I love boys and, with metal machines that shoot lasers. And, you know, he was, you know, from the L1 colony. He was, Hiro Yui wasn't even his real name. And he was a Gundam pilot because he wanted to fight for the rights of the colonies and against, you know, the bad guys like Trez and all of that. And, he was willing to blow himself up for his colony. Like, kamikaze style, like mission complete, push the red button, explode, which more or less happens in the first episode. And I was just like, holy shit, he blew himself up. Now, mind you, he didn't die, because I wouldn't be able to talk about him with so much love and adoration. But he lands on a beach, and of course, the bane of my existence, the woman I cannot stand above any other, happens to find him. Relina Peacecraft. I hate her. I'd like to throw acid in her face and laugh at her. It is that strong. And I know I shouldn't think that way, because one, she's not real, and two, it's wrong to want to hurt people. So if you want to hurt someone, you should just not, because it's bad. And, you know, there was a lot of speculation when the series came out that, you know, because Hiro had this unspoken, you know, relationship with her. And I fail to acknowledge it. I do not believe that my hero would want to be with snotty, oh my god, I want to save the world, Peacecraft. No, he wants a badass, preferably, you know, a radio personality like myself, who can support him through all of his wanting to blow himself up traumas. And it's actually really funny, kind of, you know, delving back into the Anime Boston of 2003 when I got to talk to his voice actor. Someone in the crowd had asked, you know, because everyone likes to think that all the Gundam Wing boys were gay, except for Wu Fei, because no one wants to touch Wu Fei, because Wu Fei sucks. And I don't personally believe that, but that was the general consensus back then. And And when they had said who would the voice actor had wanted to see Hero get with, because mind you, he didn't get with anyone in the series, but he paused and just went Relina, and everyone was just like, no! And like, I swear people were flying out of their chairs, like crying and cringing at the thought of Hero even holding her hand, much less doing anything else. And I kind of feel bad for her voice actor, because I'm sure if she had done a panel that week, no one went to it. but anyway, so those are my top five. And I guess I'll just do another quick run through of them so that, you guys hear them. Not that, I would expect that you didn't. Going down from my favorite badass, it was Alucard from Helsing. If you haven't seen the OVAs, do it. Do it now. Don't be a punk ass bitch. And don't you dare say that you didn't hear it from me. Two, my best down earth guy. That was Keiichi Murasato from Oh My Goddess. He's pretty much down to earth in all the formats. He was down to earth in the TV series, he was down to earth in the manga, and also in the original episodes that they had dished out first, before the TV series. Apparently they were like OVA, it was an OVA-ish series before the TV series got released over here, and the mangas have been over here since like I was like 10, which was a while ago. My best hero, Vash the Stampede, from Trigun. I mean, everyone's a hero in their own way, but he was just at the time for me very unique, so I had to give him those kudos. My best villain, I have to say, was Aeon from Chrono Crusade, only because Andy McGavin has such a sexy voice, and if anyone was the Antichrist or the Deceiver, it could totally have been Aeon, except for, his pitiful, ending. And last, but certainly not least, my personal favorite, Hiroyui from Gundam Wing. He's hot. He's mine, and if he was real, I would have his babies. And if he had a girlfriend, I'd have to kick her ass. And if it's Relina, you will die. Hot men in bicycle shorts with Gundams willing to blow themselves up? Hell fucking yeah. Anyway, I am Pandalicious, and you've listened to my top five. Once again, you gotta keep hitting us up on our website. We love hearing from you. I mean, I know I do. I love having friends. And if you comment us, we'll be your friends. Because we're easy. I mean, well, it's easy to become friends with the girls at ESH. Comment on our articles and comment to our podcast and just talk to us. Because I don't like talking to no one. And who knows, by commenting or putting something up on our Hit Us Up link, you could win candy or maybe even a t-shirt. Or maybe something else later along down the line, but we can't do that till you contact us. So, like I said, I'm Pandalicious, and I think I'm out.